Moving around with her military family, Reagan McGarry changed schools a lot until a few years ago when she arrived at Plant High, a public school in Tampa where about 10% of kids are from military families. Now 16, she hasn't forgotten what it's like to be the new kid. She says trying to make friends now with coronavirus precautions in place means there's even more to worry about.
With masks, we're not like in close proximity and we're not doing group work at school, which is hard because I know, like, I met a lot of my friends because I sat next to them and they talked to me. And especially with lunches, since we have spaced out lunch tables, if you're a new kid and, like, someone invited you and there's not enough seats, like, where are you going to sit?
Plant High reopened in late August. About 75% of students attend in person. The rest take their classes online. McGarry runs a group called Student to Student, which helps new kids get acclimated, whether they're in the military or not.
We try and pair them with someone, like if they like chorus, we'll pair them with someone in their chorus class. Or if they like football, we'll have them talk to like the football coach. So stuff like that to make it easier because it really is hard.
When military families move, the parents often focus on schools and their extracurriculars as a way to help children settle into a new space. The coronavirus forced many families of school-age children to question whether it was safe to send their children to school in person or to choose remote learning. Chief Master Sergeant Timothy Bays moved with his family from F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa in July at a time when coronavirus in Florida was spiking.
Cheyenne didn't have a lot of cases at the time, so leaving Wyoming and headed to Florida while watching the news, you know, we're a little nervous.
Their twin 12-year-old boys enrolled at Tinker K-8, a public school on base at MacDill. At Tinker, about 4 and 5 children are going to school in person. The rest chose remote e-learning. The boys' mom, Jennifer Bays, says they're glad to be in school, but the experience isn't the same.
They haven't really made friends as quickly as they normally do. They're still happy they're going to school, but they did say, I mean, it's different.
In some ways, coronavirus restrictions made the transition easier for the Bays family. Their teenage daughter, Kaylee, wanted to join the dance team at nearby Plant High. Since tryouts were postponed in the spring, she auditioned in August and made the team, a chance she might otherwise have missed. Her dad says she never missed a beat.
Our kids are far more resilient than I ever was at their age. And they impress me every time we move with the way they handle. Like Kaylee, this is her third high school.
Tinker K-8 principal Rachel Walters offers a different take on military kids.
I don't know if they're necessarily more resilient, but they've just had more exposure to the number of times that they have to change.
After her school recently observed a moment of silence on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks, a boy came to her needing to talk.
That sparked something in one of the students who happened to be in third grade, and his dad would be deploying the next day. And I actually was the person that had the opportunity to talk with him because I was available. And so, you know, he had those fears that his dad was going to war and he just wants his dad to come home. And a lot of our students have those fears.
Walter says her school offers extra counseling to help military children navigate those big life transitions. I'm Carrie Sheridan in Tampa.